Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Mem, Baba Basra 40, and on Daf Mem Amud Beis, the Gemara records a statement of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Hai Matanta Tmirta, a gift, Matana, which is a hidden gift, a gift that was given in secret, such a gift, Lo Magbinan Bei, we are not allowed to use it and collect it, meaning to say that if somebody gives their friend a gift, but they give it in secret, that we're not allowed to say that it's an actually valid gift, and actually you cannot collect upon such a gift, even if it was a written gift, if it was given via a contract. And the Rashbam explains that there are two reasons for this. One reason is because we have to be concerned that the reason why he's giving it as a secret gift is because maybe it was already given to somebody else. Maybe this property that he's giving you was already given to somebody else, and therefore he's giving you something which is not really valid because it was already given. Or alternatively, maybe he's acting with deceit. Maybe the gifter is doing this because he then intends to sell the property, and then after he gets the money from the person for the property, later on, somebody else will come forward and say, actually, you couldn't have sold it to him because really you gave it to me, and therefore this will be a deceitful action in order to defraud the other person. So therefore, Rav Yehuda says that one should not give a gift in secret, and if you do, it's not a valid gift. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, Hechidami Matanta Tamirta, what is it considered a secret gift? What do you have to do in order for it to be considered a secret gift? So the Gemara gives two explanations that were offered in the name of Rav Yosef. One explanation is the Amru Sahadi Zilu Atmuru Vikitfue, where the person who is the gifter tells the witnesses, go and hide in secret and write for him this contract that it's a gift. Well, that's clearly he intends to give it as a secret because he says go and write it in secret. But there's an alternative explanation of Rav Yosef where he says, not that he tells them that they have to go and write it in secret, but where he says, Titvu b'shuka u'b'braita v'tichtavule, go sit in the market outside and write it for him, meaning to say that he doesn't explicitly say those words to them, and so therefore, since he doesn't explicitly say go out and write it in public, the default is that he intends to do it as a secret. And the Gemara says, indeed, the distinction between the two approaches is, does he explicitly have to say write it in secret, or is it a problem if he just doesn't say go and do it in public? So for halacha, the Rambam actually rules this way, that any gift which is not done in public and in a very clear and open fashion is not considered a valid gift. The Chashuki Chamed discusses a very interesting case, which he says actually happened. There was a fundraiser, it was an aggressive fundraiser, and he came upon a very wealthy man, and he said to the wealthy man, I need money for this important charity, for this Torah organization. I need you to support it. So the person who was being asked for money, at first offered him $1,000, and then when he wasn't happy, offered him $2,000, then $3,000, but he saw the guy wasn't going to leave, so he said to him, how much money do you want? And so the fundraiser said, I want $100,000. So then the very wealthy man said, well, if that's the case, I'm going to give you a check for $100,000. And so he gave him a check for $100,000. Well, when the fundraiser got this check, he went to the bank, and the bank said, we can't give you the money because there isn't $100,000 in the account. And so the fundraiser said to the bank, well, how much money is in the account? And they said, there are $90,000 in the account, so therefore the check is for too much money, so you can't collect on it. So the fundraiser said, well, what I'll do is I'll deposit $10,000 in the account. Now there's $100,000, and now you can give me the other money. And so that way he walked away with a $90,000 donation. So when the man, who was the wealthy man, heard about this, he was horrified because he said, the reason why I wrote the check for $100,000 was because I was sure that that bank account didn't have it, and I didn't realize that he was going to collect the $90,000. So the Chashuki Chamed says, at first glance, when we look at this situation, that even though the the wealthy man didn't intend to give the full $100,000. The check is like a contract. And you might think that if somebody writes a contract for $100,000, that as a result of this, the man owes the money. And he, in fact, maybe he owes the fundraiser the additional $10,000. But he said, the Chashuk Chemed rejects such analyses, he says. He says, really, the mishuloch, the person who collected this money, this person acted inappropriately, because we know from our Gemara that a gift that is given under duress is not a gift. A matana ba'onis is not a matana, and indeed the Sema rules in Choshe Mishpat Simen Resh Mem Bei Sif Aleph that in order for it to be considered under duress, it's not necessary for it to be a severe onus, like through hitting, God forbid, or striking a person, but rather anything in which the person doesn't give willingly on his own, that is considered to be an onus. And so therefore, this gift, it was given under duress. And so too, the Shulchan Aruch Harav rules this way explicitly in Laws of Nizkei Mamun, Reish Yud Ches, and that any gift that is not given, B'leiv Shalem, is not a gift, and therefore one cannot collect upon it. And indeed, the Sefer Hasidim writes in Simon Shin Tes Zion that there are certain things, Yesh Dvarim She'enem Gezel V'Him Chamurim Migezel, there are certain things that are not theft but are worse than theft. And that is, if you go to a person's house as a guest and you see that they really don't have that they're really tight and they're stingy and they don't like to share, and you stay there and you impose upon them, that is Zeh Gezel Gomor B'din Shemayim, that's actual theft from the laws of heaven. And so therefore he says it's prohibited for this man to take the money, this fundraiser.